Hello, and welcome to the Monco on the Move podcast. I'm Jared Brown, Assistant Dean of Academic Affairs at Monco's Pottstown campus. We have a very special guest today, Yamilet Reyes, the Equity, Diversity, and Belonging Program Coordinator here at Montgomery County Community College. Yami is relatively new to the college, but not new to me, having joined us this past fall working with our friend of the show, Dr. Stephanie Allen, our Director of Equity, Diversity, and Belonging. Yami is a double graduate from Westchester University. She holds a bachelor's degree in women's and gender studies and a master's in higher education policy and student affairs. Yami is a native of Reading, Pennsylvania, and their role at the college is to help students feel welcome and appreciated through the various equity, diversity, and belonging-based programs on our campuses. She is here to talk about some of the important work that's been done thus far and what she has accomplished in her first year, including some safe space training, the Rep Your Flag event, pronoun awareness lunch, and lunch and learns, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service project, and recently our presidential symposium featuring Ms. Lorraine Carey. Yami is also here to promote and talk about a great organization for first-generation students, Tri Alpha or Alpha Alpha Alpha, where students who identify as first-generation students can be considered for the organization. And I know Yami will talk about that. So welcome to the show, Yami. It's so good to see you. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing swell. How are you?
That's great. Well, it's a beautiful day here at Montgomery County Community College. So let's dive in. You joined the college this past fall as the Program Director of Equity, Diversity, and Belonging. Tell us about your role and how has the experience been thus far?
Thus far, it has been an amazing experience. My role specifically as the program coordinator for Equity, Diversity, and Belonging is a lot more student-facing, not to say student-exclusive. Our programs are still open to all students, faculty, staff, even alumni at times, unless otherwise specified. But a lot of my position is looking towards the students, tuning into them, their needs, and making sure that discussions surrounding equity, diversity, and belonging are catered towards them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And especially with connecting with the students that we have on campus, whether it's through their own programming, their organizations, any passions that they hold, really tuning into that is an integral part of my position.
So I know that you're doing a lot of programs and events to sort of amplify this very important work. Can you walk us through some of the events? Let's maybe start with your safe space training. What's that about?
So the safe space trainings are held every year. Mm-hmm. Our first one of this year was held back in the fall. It was the first program that I and Dr. Allen had hosted together.
Yeah.
It was in collaboration with Campus Pride, which is a national organization serving LGBTQ plus identifying students mm-hmm. on college campuses. And it was super exciting to see our turnout, the engagement, the discussions that flowed from that program. It was awesome, especially seeing how folks that attended were learning from our host that came from Campus Pride. And also, too, for Dr. Allen and I, definitely getting our toes wet in terms of what programming looks like overall here at Monco.
Right. And I would also think creating awareness and spaces for allies to support students and know how to best support all types of students here at the college. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So you've also hosted some other events like Rep Your Flag and Pronoun Awareness. Mm-hmm. Tell us about those two programs.
Yeah, so those two programs were a bit more smaller in scale.
Mm-hmm.
The Rep Your Flag event specifically was a tabling event that was hosted at both Pottstown and Bluebell.
Yeah.
And the Rep Your Flag event featured pins, buttons, different kinds of insignias to for students, faculty, and staff, anyone that had passed by to pick up and wear with pride. It was a way for us to express, you know, we see you, we validate you, and you belong here at Monco. And these pins and buttons feature different identities that range from nationalities, sexualities, gender identities, those flags that represent those different identities, and, you know, just making sure that, hey, again, like, we see you and we want you to celebrate who you are here on campus.
So which flags did you run out first? Remember,
oh,
we
goodness.
Talked about this.
Yes. No, I think it was the Italian and Irish flags. They were out, fast. I was like, oh, gosh.
But
make sure for next time we get more.
Even though you say it was a smaller event, but what a great impact. Because I could wear those flags on my coat or my book bag, and it would open the door to have a conversation with someone. Like, oh, tell me about that. Or I didn't know that you were a part of this. Mm-hmm. How did that come to be, right? So what a great small but high impact program that you put on. Very awesome. So another very important event that I'm passionate about is Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service, which you turned into a week of service, right?
Yeah.
So that was the focus. Tell us a little bit about that.
For the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service that we hosted this year, we really were aiming to branch out into our local community, specifically looking at Montgomery County and looking how we as a college community can come together and support.
Right.
So we decided to collaborate with Family Promise of Montgomery County, which is an organization that helps families that are dealing with homelessness and poverty and contributing to any of the work that they were doing at the time. And at that time, they were really looking for different household items to help support families that are transitioning into their new housing. So as a college, we came together and we hosted a week-long drive that collected different household items, including like dish soap, toiletries, toilet paper, things like that. But it was really impactful to see how many donations we got.
I know.
There were I have pictures of like the back of my trunk and my car
just
full to the brim. Yeah, it was awesome. And that's not even counting the online donations that they had received as well. It was an amazing turnout.
What a great collaboration and honor of Martin Luther King Jr., but also to give back to those essential needs that sometimes we take for granted. Mm-hmm. I know I was overjoyed to see faculty and staff at Pottstown with these huge containers of items to donate. So great work. Great job for that. Mm-hmm. The Presidential Symposium, let's talk about that. Now, traditionally, I believe that was usually a one-day program.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that you and Dr. Allen sort of talked about how do we extend this. So can you talk a little bit about the program and what happened over the 3 days, if you wouldn't mind?
Yeah, of course. So the symposium, the Presidential Symposium for Diversity, took place in February 20th through the 22nd.
Yep.
And it was hosted on all three of our campuses, looking at Bluebell, Pottstown, and our online community as well.
Yeah.
It was super important for us to reach all of our different campuses to make sure that everyone gets involved in the discussion surrounding a sense of belonging. This year's theme was Inspire Beyond Inclusion, which is looking at specifically the, you know, as the title suggests, like looking past inclusion, you know, like we got to this point, how do we push it further towards belonging?
Yeah.
And we did this in a myriad of ways.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at different workshops that were held by our faculty and staff.
Yeah.
Our keynote speaker, Dr. Lorene Carey, came and spoke with us.
Amazing.
Yes. She was amazing. Super engageful.
I know.
So sweet,
awesome.
Too. I loved her.
I could have listened for hours.
Mm-hmm.
I just found her stories and her journey so fascinating. And it just really opened my eyes to a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So great work with that. I like that you and Dr. Allen were very intentional with ensuring that there was an equitable experience across the college, because I think sometimes we have to remember we're one college with three locations, right?
Yes.
With three locations. So I really appreciate that. And I attended the book conversation, which was more intimate at Pottstown, and it was awesome. It was so well done. So bravo to you.
Thank you. I was going to say, too, with that book chat, that was moderated by one of our own students, Jeffrey Akins.
He was
awesome.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
I'm like, you're going to go far.
Mm-hmm. Especially based on just first conversation with him, meeting him, I was like, you're going to go. You're going to do great things.
What a great opportunity that you provided one of our students to hopefully talk about during an internship interview or in a class project to say, I was given this opportunity at Monco to really be engaged and a part of this very important event and celebration hosted by the president. You know, great opportunity. So the next month coming up, you're going to be busy, right? Even though we have some things in the works, you're going to be busy. And we will be hosting our second annual Alpha 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 or Tri Alpha induction ceremony. I am a proud member, just so you know. And if you could tell us a little bit more about Tri Alpha and some of the goals that you have for this important organization.
Yes, so Alpha 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 or Tri Alpha is an honor society for first generation college students, first generation as in first in their families to attend college. And the induction ceremony and the organization itself is just a way to honor that identity of being first generation and what comes with it. Folks that are first generation college students at times, and research shows this too, me, that they navigate college campuses and the college experience differently as a whole and can deal with barriers that non-first generation college students don't have to deal with. So Tri Alpha plays a role in making sure that our students feel connected to their college campus, making sure that they get any support that they need. I know that there is also too a mentorship aspect to Tri Alpha here that's in the works coming up for folks that are inducted for this year. And fun fact, the chapter here at Monco is the first and I believe only community college that hosts a chapter of Tri Alpha, as it is a national organization.
Very cool. I did not know that. Look at you with the facts. As a first generation student myself, I think it's important for colleges and universities to understand that we need to, we see you, we hear you, we want to help you. And it should be a badge of honor, I think, because you really have to figure out how to do this. Even though your families are there supporting you in different ways, not having that experience of college, sometimes our family doesn't always know how to best support you. So if I were a student at Monco and not yet had this opportunity, how would I know that I could join Tri Alpha? So can you talk about that process and maybe give us some dates or anything?
Yeah, so Tri Alpha, for those first generation students that identify and have reported as identifying upon like registering for the college, they will receive an email in their inbox very, very shortly regarding next steps in terms of applying for Tri Alpha and attending the induction ceremony. The application is super duper brief and it will be due on March 24th of this year. So for folks that are interested and say you are missing the email or even want to learn more information regarding Tri Alpha, they can email trialpha@mc3.edu.
And that induction ceremony will be
on May 3rd at 6 p.m. in College Hall.
And we'll be there. I promise. I will be there. So before we go, I just want to say you have been a fantastic addition to the Monco family,
Thank you, of course.
And given your first year here at the college and what you've learned, do you have any reflective advice or anything as you work through this very important role for our college and our community?
Upon reflection, thinking about especially these last couple months, this is, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before, this is my first position outside of school, being not being a student anymore, and it has been incredibly eye-opening, especially learning through the transitions, being a young professional and things like that. I think one of the biggest takeaways I've had during my time here at Monco is the students, the conversations that I've had with them, working with them, and getting to hear about their passions, their talents, what is really important to them is super inspiring and enlightening. And I can't wait to move forward in this position and continue to work with them because we truly have some awesome, awesome students on this campus.
The fact that I know you and know your leadership style, I have no doubt that you have made an impact and you will continue to make an impact here at Montgomery County Community College.
Thank you.
It has been a pleasure, Yami, speaking with you and having you on the show to talk about your role and what you've achieved this year. And I know what you'll continue to achieve for the college, our students, faculty, staff, and our community. So with that, I would like to give a special thanks to our sound recording and music technology alum, Quincenta, and our sound recording music technology student, Scout Woodhouse, who helped produce today's show. And thank you for listening to the Monco on the Move podcast. Check back soon to hear more stories of our Monco family. Until next time, I'm Jared Brown. And again, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Monco on the Move. Students at Montgomery County Community College working in the sound recording and music technology program record, edit, and produce this podcast. Check out mc3.edu/onthemove to listen to our latest episode or download our podcast on your favorite podcast app. You can also learn about the latest episodes by following us on social media. Have a guest in mind you think would be great for the podcast? Email Eric Devlin at edevlin@mc3.edu or Diane Van Dyke at dvandyke@mc3.edu. And come back next time to find out more about what's happening at your community college and catch our Montco momentum.